Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. But you know what, bro? I say your name first all the time, man. Because that's how much I respect you, though, bro. You know what I'm saying?
But anyway,
how you doing, Isaac? I just thought about that.
Respect yourself sometime, Doc. You know what I mean? You know, you got to have a level of respect for yourself before you start to respect other people, man. I appreciate that. So welcome to the Doc Holliday Isaac Bruce show today, man. How you doing today, Doc?
I'm blessed, man. All praises to the Most High, man. Blessed be him, man. What's going on with you, though, bro?
Hey, man, everything's well, man. I'm blessed as well, Doc. Back in Florida, had an exciting trip. You know, before we really jump deep into this, man, I got a quick shout out, if you don't mind.
No, of course, brother. Shoot.
Man, we gotta salute Kevin Durant. I don't know if you watched him last night, but
49-point triple-double, bro. Say what you want to say, though. You're right.
Hey, this guy was out of sight last night, man. And he was impressive in a lot of ways, man. And talk about taking over a game on both ends of the court. Salute to Kevin Durant.
Yeah, salute Kevin Durant, man. Hey, look, people can say what they want to say, man, about who being the best basketball player in the world, bro. If you put basketball, if you're doing offense and defense, but dog, I don't know anyone better than KD, man, to do what he does. Bro, look, I know you chopping your face up, but, bro, KD can go for 50 easily any night he wants to now. Any night he wants to now. But overall, you know, on the defensive end, you got to account for all of that. But I don't want to go too deep into it. You know, I'm going to leave it at what you said. Salute to Kevin Durant, and we're going to go, because I'm opening up a whole Pandora's box. But salute to Kevin Durant. We're going to leave it to that, man. Salute Kevin Durant. And also, salute to you, man, and the Rams, man. As you said, you went to Rams practice last week, got a chance to see SoFi Stadium for the first time. How was the experience, man?
Doc, if I could sum it up in one word, and those who have ears to hear, let them hear. I'd have to call the whole experience Jericho. That's exactly what was in my mind, what I saw. Doc, it was immaculate. It's beautiful. It's one of the, I think, it's in the top three places to play a football game. Not only a football game, but a sporting event, a soccer-friendly, maybe an NCAA championship and holding an NFL draft, Doc. It is just that beautiful, man. It's actually dropped right into my old neighborhood. And it's on the same street that I lived on when I was in junior college in Southern California in Inglewood. But Doc, it's just a beautiful, man. So much detail that went into the building. I think the thing that sets it off is the Jumbotron. I mean, down in Dallas, they have another beautiful building as well. But their Jumbotron isn't what's in sci-fi. I mean, it's made for the fans and it's made for the players on the field. You can really watch film in between plays if you're a player on the film. So you can just look up. You don't have to really overexert your neck trying to see the Jumbotron to see what happened. You can see it from multiple angles inside the stadium on the field. So, Doc, it was just beautiful, man. I mean, it's just like you can fit a sea into the stadium, man. That's just how big it was. And, man, for the roof to be able to touch the very ground and just, like I said, man, just the details behind it from, you know, from the suites, from the walls outside the suites. I'm sure they use sheetrock, but you could never tell, Doc, because it was so detailed the way they put everything together. So, you know, I had an opportunity to speak with Mr. Kroenke, and I told him, man, he did an awesome job on this building, man. And, I put my feet on it, Doc. It's beautiful. It's Jericho, and I'm ready to move forward, man. It's a beautiful building. I think a lot of great sporting events, a lot of great football is going to be played in that building, starting with this season with the 2021 Rams having their first crack at playing in that stadium with fans. That's going to be the biggest adjustment that visiting teams are going to have to face, and the Rams themselves, man. So I mean, we got to keep that place packed, and that's only going to happen with winning.
And speaking of fans being there, I read there was at least 30,000 fans in there, so it had a nice little atmosphere. So, you know, how was that energy with fans actually being able to come in and SoFi, you know, in numbers and watch their team practice, man? Because I'm going to ask you about them, but practicing on the field in OTAs and shorts and helmets, man, everybody looks good, but we ain't going to even get into that too much. But having the fans in there, man, how was that experience? Because I'm pretty sure they're seeing you, hey, Rams legend, not only a Rams legend, you're an NFL legend, not only an NFL legend, you just a football legend right now. So how was that experience interacting with them and seeing them and hearing them in there?
Well, it's always great. I mean, it's their first time being in a stadium like it was mine. And, you know, it's just a taste of what's to come because, you know, anytime, I don't care if it's a game or if it's a practice, dog, when you start performing in front of people and, you know, we used to call it putting the silks on, you know, you start performing in front of people, there's an extra juice that comes on you. And I always like to call it the anointing, man. That anointing starts to flow and you start to perform within your gifting. And you become like another man. I mean, you start playing and doing your sport and people are screaming and they're reacting to your every move. They're reacting to every pass being thrown, balls being tipped, catches being caught, and plays being made. So when that starts to happen, man, in front of a crowd, it has that game feel, that game similitude of what's to come in that building, and just having the fans come in for the very first time and just enjoy that building, man. It's special, Doc. It started getting crowded in the parking lot. So it's just a small taste of what's to come for that building, for that team, and for the fans, man.
And exactly what was everything you was doing there? Because I don't think you really got a chance to watch them just practice too much. Because anyway, that's just touch football out in the streets, man. I mean, that ain't even nothing that we even try to break down. But, you know, what was your schedule, bro? What were you doing, man? What they have you doing? Everything?
Well, from the time I stepped off into the building, man, you know, it's like when you don't live out there and when they get you out there, you know, they try to get their money's worth from just sitting down with their production crews, their iconic crews, sat down with DeMarco Farr. He hosts, he's one of the voices of the Rams and did that interview with them. Photo ops with the cheerleaders, from the cheerleaders from Keeley to Artis Twyman to Mr. Kroenke, just everyone, man, just having and hugging and greeting people I haven't seen in a while. So, you know, that kind of takes up a whole lot of time. But, you know, just being able to introduce people and let them know what's going on in my life aside from the Los Angeles Rams and what I got going on back here. Those things, that, you know, they start to take time. But just going from up and down, walking through, yeah, I guarantee you get your steps in SoFi Stadium, man. So, you know, but it's always great to be alive. And just the alumni. I mean, the other alumni guys from Southern California who actually still live in Southern California, the Ron Browns of the world, the Eric Dickersons of the world, the Leroy Irvins of the world, seeing these guys, man, again, and sharing some time. And I love hearing their stories, Doc. They got the best stories, man. So, you know, maybe we should start having some of those guys on this show just to really tell their stories. And you know, one story in particular that I heard was how Eric Dickerson got the number 29, you know. So his first day, he wanted to wear 19 because that's how the conversation started. And they say, you know, Don Hewitt, who was the equipment manager at that time, he says, you know, you can't wear 19. So only numbers we have available is 29 and 25. So Eric chose 25 to rock first. And he took a picture in the LA Times with number 25. He was telling me the story. So he goes back to Texas. His boy picks him up. And he says, what number did you get, man? So he said, I got number 25. And Eric says, man, why'd you get that slow number? He's like, it's slow? He's like, yeah, you got a slow number, man. You need to go get 29. So he says, he calls up Don Hewitt. And he says, you know what, man, I don't switch numbers. I'm going from 25 to 29. He says, it's too late, man. You took a picture in the LA Times. How are you going to do that? So he said, look, either I get 29 or I'm not coming. Ended up getting him number 29. So that's how the legend of Eric Dickerson wearing number 29 was born. So those stories, man, were abound, man. And I just love being around those guys, man, just the whole time, at least for a weekend or two.
Oh, yeah, man. Those are greats. Those are legends, man. Those are people I grew up watching, especially Eric Dickerson. Of course, man, we'll have them on the show anytime. Any of those Rams legends, man, they are invited at any time, man. But did you, I mean, legendary Rams, current Rams, did you get a chance seeing them young, I'm going to call them young kids because they like to try to make me feel old. Did you get a chance to run into any of these current Rams, man? And if so, who and how did that interaction go? Or was it kind of like in passing, like, what's up, dog? And they're like, okay, what's up? What's up, Mr. Bruce?
Well, it's kind of like this. It's like, you know, they had to catch the bus from Thousand Oaks to Inglewood. And, you know, they're all in a group. You know, I remember this too. So as you go into the locker room and Doc, the locker room, oh my goodness, man. It puts you in the mind of University of Alabama locker room. It's on comparison. And it's not supposed to be that way in the NFL. You know, the college campuses are a whole lot better than what the NFL would offer you because they figured you're a professional. You know, you get what I give you. Exactly. And that's what it is. But, you know, these guys, they come into the locker room, they start getting dressed and, you know, they're on the clock, man. So, you know, they probably go on the field and start stretching out. And I think this was a first game rehearsal. So you do everything just like you're getting ready to play a game. So the access to the guys is really not there. So I did get a chance to shake the hand of Tutu Atwell. We introduced ourselves to each other, man. And Doc, man, he's small in stature, but he from what I hear, he's going to be making plays, man. And it's definitely going to be exciting to see this guy out there because he's fast. Two plays I probably saw, he made a play here and there down the field. So I'm excited about that. But just that whole atmosphere being there. And it's the same for when you go for a game on Sunday. So a Sunday night, you really don't have access to the players. They don't have access to you. You're just there enjoying the atmosphere as a fan. You just turn back into a fan now.
Well, it was just good to see you out there, man. I'm glad you were out there and had that experience. Shout out to the Rams, the way they treat, you know, not only just former legends and Hall of Famers, man, but just former players as well, man. So it was good to see you out there, man. Good to see you chopping it up in SoFi. I'm pretty sure you can't wait to get to a regular season game during the season. So I'm waiting on the season start, too, because the next time we see them, man, they will be reporting for training camp and getting ready to get it on. But before we get out of here, man, hey, people are saying something about it. But, Michael Brockers, man, you know, they interviewed him again. He said the Lions are going to beat the Rams October 24th when they come to SoFi. Man, who gives a damn? What you think he's supposed to say? You know what I'm saying? It's like, why are we even talking about that? What are he supposed to say? We're going to lose? I mean, it ain't going to make it happen. But, I mean, you know, come on, bro. That's what he's supposed to say.
Absolutely, man. You're supposed to stand up for your team, man. I mean, every frog loves his own pond. So I guess that's his way of kind of galvanizing the guys in that locker room and trying to instill some confidence into him, because let's be honest, Doc, it ain't a whole lot of winning been done in Detroit. I'm talking about from the Red Wings to the Pistons to the Lions, man. So, you know, and the Tigers. So just if it's the Lions that want to step up to the plate, they have an opportunity in October, man. We see what happens, man.
Yeah, man, and give people a quick story. So you have to always instill confidence in your team. I was in college. I ain't gonna say the name of a coach, but my college coach, we were going through our schedule one time in the preseason, and we went through one game. We were like, yeah, we're gonna take care of Arkansas. Got to Mississippi State. We're gonna take care of Mississippi State, and you know, a couple other teams. Then we get to Tennessee. We're gonna worry about them when we get there. Like, man, what the hell is you talking about, man? We ain't gonna take care of them. So you don't even believe we can win the game. You know what I'm saying? Which we could have won the game. We was on it, but I'm just saying. So I get what he's saying, man, because I know we was looking at our coach sideways when he did that old crap, man. But I'm just glad that football is almost here, man, because as football season quickly approaches, Isaac, that weekend of August the 5th and 6th, 7th stuff quickly approaches as well. So you get more excited, man, as we get closer to that weekend, man.
Yeah, it's getting closer, Doc, man. We're starting to button things up right now and, you know, getting the flights and everything secured, hotel room secured and everything, and really trying to tighten up this speech, man. You know, it's a couple opportunities to deliver two speeches because you get that opportunity, one for the national television and one for, you know, what we're able to post and put on our social media accounts. So, Doc, we're tightening it up. There's a lot of questions floating around. about how it's going to flow for that weekend. You know, you got the 2020 class that Saturday and then the 2021 class that Sunday. So it's going to be more fun, man. Twice the fun in 21. That's the name of this weekend in August. And it's going to be an exciting time, man. We're getting close, Doc.
You got a whole team brainstorming with you, man, on what to say, what to, you know, what to touch on, you know.
Yeah, man. You know, so, oh, absolutely. They've given us 8 minutes. So it's going to be the best 8 minutes of our lives, you know, and other people's lives. So, you know, we're just focusing on it being impactful and influential, man. And any other time that you talk about Hall of Fame speeches, this speech will be a part of it. So that's our goal. And, you know, I got people helping me put it together, Doc.
And I know you, like I said, I know you and your family. I know y'all are excited. I know my wife excited, man. She getting up early in the morning at 5, working out when she get off work. Watching, I'm like, why you can't do this? You got to just do this for the Hall of Fame. Why you can't do this anyway? You know, she came and showed me the other day. She was like, hey, bro, she showed me a couple of, she showed me like these little ballroom gowns. She was like, is this good to wear to the induction? I was like, you know, we're going to be outside in a stadium, right? We are? Yes. You don't want to wear that. What should I wear? You better wear some jeans or a jogging suit or something. She's like, I wanted to dress up. I'm like, man, you better buy your ticket to one of them other things that's going on. We just going to the induction. But, I mean, I'm just saying, all of us, man, everybody's excited about this moment, man, because it is a huge moment, man. So,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure you and your family are excited as well.
Oh, absolutely, Doug. I mean, it's going to be hot too, man. So, check the weather and make sure, you know, you don't wear something too hot. You'd be sweating out there, man. So. Yeah, but it's definitely going to be one of those great moments, man. Football is in the air, man. There's a football game that weekend between the Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers. So it's going to be one of those first events where you have full capacity in a stadium again. So it's going to be special, man. And I think that, you know, it'll set the precedence for the entire season.
I was wondering who was playing that weekend. So it's the Cowboys and the Steelers, huh? Okay. Get a chance to see my guy Tony Pollard then. Okay. Anything else you want to add, bro, before we get up out of here, man?
That's it, man. Great visit in Los Angeles, man. Looking forward to getting being there again. And you know, Kevin Durant, salute once again, man.
KD, salute. That's gonna do it for this edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, most high willing, we out.